This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's violence in the streets of Indian-controlled Kashmir. A grenade attack Thursday at an election rally killed 11 and injured 68 people. Indian officials are blaming Muslim Kashmiri separatist groups. In recent months, India and Pakistan declared a ceasefire along the line of control that separates the Indian and Pakistani sectors of the Kashmir region. But the Indian Army is also building a razor wire fence along that line, even as a peace plan advances. Miranda Kennedy recently traveled to Indian-held Kashmir to take a look.
Kashmir was called paradise on earth in the time of the Mughal emperors, and in the foothills of the Himalayas, where India meets Pakistan, you understand why. Almond and fruit trees are brilliant with pink and white blossoms, and the clear Jhelum River cuts through the craggy cliffs on its winding route to Pakistan. But now there's a man-made barrier too, a twisting river of barbed wire that runs 375 miles along the line of control that divides India and Pakistan. It's a 10-foot-high fence that the Indian Army started building a year ago to keep Pakistani militants off of Indian-held land. Mehbooba Mufti is president of Indian Kashmir's ruling party.
The infiltration may have gone down, but it is still there. The government of India, they have said that they would like to have more soft borders between the two sides, but they're also being cautious. They just cannot in one go stop building the fence and try to pretend that everything is okay. It's not possible.
India has long accused Pakistan of training militants and sending them across the border to stage attacks on Indian targets. Pakistan denies the charge, and President Pervez Musharraf recently promised not to sponsor terror attacks against India from Pakistani soil. The fence will be electrified with fast alert signals to help detect intruders. It will be one part of a border security system that also includes sensors and night vision devices. Indian Brigadier Raj Sujlana says the upcoming months are infiltration season in Kashmir.
As far as the efficacy of the fence is concerned, we will really know its efficacy come the month of May or so, when the snows have melted and infiltration is possible.
Umar Farooq is founder of the Hurriyat Conference, a political body that calls for an independent Kashmir. He downplays the villagers' concerns about the fence, but also says he doesn't think it will be useful in checking infiltration by Pakistani militants.
If the intention is to check infiltration, people who are determined to cross over, they will cross over. I mean, you have a huge area as far as the borders are concerned, and it's impossible to man all those areas or to fence all those areas. So I don't really believe that it's going to help government of India much.
For now, there's a ceasefire along the line of control. That means thousands of people in villages like Arusa along the border can pray in peace. The houses in this village in Indian-held Kashmir face onto Pakistani bunkers separated by the fence and natural barriers. Before India and Pakistan declared a ceasefire 4 months ago, it wasn't safe for villagers to move about during the day. Zinat Parveen and her family were forced to migrate from their home in Arusa and only recently returned.
Before the ceasefire, our lives were very hard. Even the roosters would flee because of the shelling. We are very happy about the ceasefire because we have come home again. But this fence is a problem for us. We are mountain people and we depend on the forest for wood and other things. The fence curtails our movement.
One of the Kashmiri separatists' key demands in talks with the Indian government is to open the road between the two parts of Kashmir and begin a bus service for families divided by the line of control. Leaders compare the Indian fence to the wall that divided East and West Berlin and to the barrier the Israelis are building in the West Bank. But 10-year-old Sirat Bano, who lives in the Kashmiri border village of Sultan Dakia, wants India to do whatever it takes to bring peace. Last year, Pakistani shelling killed 2 young boys in her village and damaged her local school. Now Bano goes to a school run by the Indian Army, where she learned this patriotic song. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.